Manners, please. A look at politeness across the globe. Do you think you're a polite person? Good manners are important across the globe, but that doesn't mean they're the same everywhere. This is the first of a two-part series on manners and politeness.
The concept of politeness varies greatly from country to country. Something that might be considered polite in one place could be thought of very rude in another. For example, it's good manners to leave a tip in a restaurant in Europe. However, in Japan, it's likely to cause embarrassment or even offense. In fact, manners while dining are a very good example of just how varied polite behavior is all over the world. The Japanese may not like tipping, but they aren't so fussy when it comes to slurping, which would be considered impolite in many Western countries. In fact, noodles should be slurped.
Good manners are taken extremely seriously in Japan. It's considered rude to blow your nose in front of other people, and it's impolite to eat while standing or walking in the street, ice cream excepted. When visiting someone's house, you should always take off your shoes, and you should be very careful what you say. The Japanese are so well-mannered that it's considered rude to express your opinion too directly. In fact, the Japanese have two different words for opinions. Hone, which is your real opinion, and tatame, which is your public opinion. Generally, Japanese express the latter so as not to cause offence.
But it isn't only in Japan where confusions can arise. A good, firm handshake is considered correct in many countries, but in others, it might be seen as aggressive. Meanwhile, in many parts of Asia, it's best to avoid a handshake altogether and to bow. And while in Western cultures, it's polite to maintain eye contact during a conversation. In other countries, it's best to show your respect by not looking directly at the speaker. Just to add to the confusion, whereas we usually nod our heads as a way of saying yes and shake them to say no, in some parts of the Middle East, shaking your head means yes and nodding, it means no.
Some people are worried about the disappearance of good manners. A recent survey in America by Public Agenda has shown that 73% of Americans think that manners are worse now than 20 years ago. Meanwhile, in China, the government had to launch a campaign during the Olympics to discourage bad habits such as spitting in public, littering the streets, jumping queues, and using bad language. And in England, a government advisor has suggested that announcements are made on trains to remind people to give up their seats for the elderly and pregnant women. Now, all those in agreement with that, nod your head or shake it.